The protesters convened under stormy skies at the Fallen Heroes Memorial Bridge, just outside of Muncie City Hall, and spanned nearly half a mile along the River Trail. Attendees held signs and protested a myriad of President Trump's recent actions, chief among them Saturday's military parade that was to celebrate the Army's 250th birthday, but held on Trump's 79th birthday. For Army veteran Alan Johnson, it was his opposition to the parade that brought him out to protest.
Lately, I celebrate the birthday of the United States Army. I think it's a misuse of our forces. I don't serve a person, I serve a constitution.
Many signs and chants also protested recent U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement raids happening throughout the country. Eliud Perales was born and raised in America, but is Mexican by ethnicity. He says despite having citizenship, the mass deportations are still a personal issue for him.
It's hitting my family. It's hitting my relatives. And I know that it shouldn't just be, oh, well, now it's only hitting you, so now you want to do something? I want it to be for any type of injustice. For any type of injustice, we need to speak up.
Over a dozen protests happened across the state on Saturday, including places like Indianapolis, Fort Wayne, South Bend, and Evansville. In Muncie, Thomas Ouellette, IPR News.